Now, the next prayer, which is Psalm 59, it's also a miktam and an al-tashit of David, and it's along the same line. And prophetically, this psalm describes the suffering remnant during the tribulation surrounded by enemies. I'll not go into detail there. Then the 60th is the last of these miktam psalms, and it is a time when actually David was victorious. He was victorious over his enemies. That is, the Edomites were defeated in a great slaughter. And this is a picture of the deliverance that God is going to give to his people someday. O God, thou hast cast off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been angry, restore us again. And now there is that cry in verse 6. Here is the answer. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will exalt. I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth, and so on. What a glorious, wonderful thing is. And how will it be accomplished? Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who didst cast us off? In other words, God will restore them. And God will restore his saints today, though they be in trouble and difficulty and even in sin. God restore him. My, isn't God good?